time for Stargazer. Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and it's time for our weekly update of what's happening in our island skies and the world of astronomy. We turn, as usual, to Christopher Phillips, Emilo Astronomy Center in Hilo, our official connection to the Mauna Kea Summit Research Community. Hey, Christopher, aloha. What are we looking for this week?
Hey, Dave, it's good to be back. So this week, stargazers, our skies are full of planets at sunset. Jupiter, Mars, and Saturn. All three will be very bright and spread out from south to east, with Jupiter leading the way in the south.
And I understand we have something special to look for this week.
Yeah, that's right. At the end of the week, on the night of the 22nd and 23rd, the Earth will pass through a trail of debris left by comet 209P. As the Earth plows into this debris field, we'll get sandblasted by meteors. This could turn out to be a very impressive show. Look to the constellation of Camelopardalis in the north.
And what are the hours on that one about?
Between 6 and 8.
And Christopher has some pretty interesting stuff to tell us about weather and its connection to the sun.
Yeah, so this week, Dave, news that our closest star, the sun, could actually be causing lightning here on planet Earth. We've known for a long time that the sun influences weather here on Earth, but that relationship may be a whole lot more intimate than we previously thought. New research indicates that the solar wind, that constant stream of charged particles emitted by the sun, may actually be responsible for increasing the amount of lightning we experience during storms. We see the interaction between the solar wind and the Earth's magnetic field in the form of the northern and southern lights, those amazing displays of color and sound that light up the frozen skies of the poles. We don't realize it when we look up at the night sky, but we actually live in the outer atmosphere of the sun. In fact, it fills the solar system. The solar wind is constantly buffeting our planet as it orbits the sun, and our magnetic field protects us from most of the harmful radiation that comes along with it. In fact, if it didn't, we'd get a whole lot crispier at the beach. Now, this new research has many scientists reconsidering just how much influence the sun has on weather here on our planet.
You had mentioned the northern and southern lights, I guess you said. Are those the areas where there's more impact?
The main reason it's the north and south pole is because when the solar wind impacts our planet, the particles are drawn down the magnetic field, which of course enters the Earth at the north and south pole.
Okay.
And that's where we see the lights.
Wow. We appreciate the heads up. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
You are quite welcome. Christopher Phillips, Emilo Astronomy Center in Hilo, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next time for Stargazer.